that's in between, exactly where the tchumim end, has your 2,000 amos come here, and your 2,000 amos come here, right in the middle of this big lake, you have to make a mechitza shabarzel to divide it up. So you say on the right side, this water belongs to the right side, so maybe the people of this city are allowed to take the water. Because if you don't make a mechitza, the question is like this. Since this mayan is near the city, we say the people in the city have that to use this water. So maybe the water is kohenish shvitza, that this water belongs to the city. So Mela, when you're going to come now to the lake to take out some water, we should be afraid the water you're taking out at the beginning of Shabbos was on the other side of the lake, which is out of your tchum. So since the water came from out of your tchum, you can't take the water home. And the same way the other city. Since this lake right now, half of the lake, is out of your tchum, when you're going to schlep the water out of your part of the lake, let's be afraid this water at the beginning of Shabbos was on the other side of the lake. So Mela, came chutz l'tchum, you're not allowed to carry the water home now. Therefore, he said the eighth is before Shabbos, you have to make a mechitza shabarzel there, that we always have the water separated. So now the water on the right side is in the tchum of the right city. The water on the left side is in the tchum of the left city. Therefore, they can both schlep the waters home. What's the matter? Oh, that's what we're talking about. That's going to be the how do you have such a zachar at that?
Is it
pashut
that the water is by
it? Well, I told you, we're talking about near the city. So since the people in the city have that to use this water, therefore here it's called Kabbalah, according to everybody here. Rashi says, Rashi, Metzud is dogim. A pond where you catch a fish. O mafsik b'mayim, ben beis tchumim, sho beis ayoris. V'chivru metzudim v'charomim. V'ksir v'ken yeh. Tzorach l'olas m'chit shabarzel. Sh'lo yavru mayim sho tchum zeh o teich tchum zeh. T'chum ma sho b'teich tchum eir, ein koinim shvisalim koimoy, liyas loimim koimoy apayim amo, l'cho ruach, Elaboso irgor. Anything that's part of the tchuma, this city, has a din like the city itself. V'yemul b'seifa tchum, if it's at the end of the tchum, and yochol lozuz misham l'chutz. It can't be taken out mamash an inch later. V'yem b'nei ha-tchum ze'echolim l'malas v'teich ha-tchum atmoy, v'nei irav mayim sh'tchum acher. Therefore, that's the shayla, each one can't collect the water here, because maybe they're taking the water from the other ones. So Rashi is saying that since this water is in the tchum of the city, and if you're sure to speak out, we're talking about the people of the city have that to use this water, so this water is kind of a shvisa like the Bnei Ha'ir. So since the people of the ear, the imamah can only walk alpayim amma, more than that they can't walk, here also this water, on the side you take him, the other side of the well, or the other side of the lake's water, is called a kem chutz tchum, so it's awesome. So Meli said the eitzer is, mamish make a mechitza shabazel. So the Gemara, machaya chole Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. They started to laugh at him. What kind of eitzer is this to make mechitza? For the Gemara, my time will come machayach. What's the reason? Why do they laugh? What's the wrong with this din? Elay mishum etonet, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, lechumro, if you want to tell me, because they're saying halacha, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. So if I say, now that I have minir is, maybe this is only called kechepse hefker. And you want to tell me, goes like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, that even kechepse hefker is kainish shvisa, and they hold like Rabbonin that no, since nobody had the perish of das to be kind of this water, maybe the water is not kind of shvisa. So that's why they left. For the Gemara, umishum diksava lekula man the ton lechumer mechayichlo, because you hold lekula like the Rabbonin that say the chefse hefker is not kind of shvisa. So if somebody here, Reb Chiya said over the lech according to Reb Yechonah ben Uri lechumer, you don't laugh at him. Good, you could hold lekula, but it's not a reason to laugh. The reason why the last was like this, we learned before that Nahoras HaMoshkin, if you have rivers that are moving, or Mayonas HaNoivim, or wells that are the spring water, the water that's coming up, is Arayan Kiragli Kolodim. So we said there the water is not kind of its own Shvisa, but whoever picks it up can take it wherever they want. And the Svara was why? Because since the water is moving, anything that's moving is not kind of Shvisa. There also, how many was, this was a lake, a moving lake. So since the water is moving around, it's not kind of any shrisim. So Mela, anybody can take it wherever they want. You don't have to have a mechitza shabazim. And the Gemara name, that's not shver. Maybe this lake was a stale lake. It wasn't moving water. The water was mechonosim still. So Mela, but still water, it's taker is kind of shrisim. So why do they laugh?
But if it's still, so why are you worried about it mixing?
What?
If it's still, why are you worried about it mixing?
A little bit it can still mix in between. A little bit, that little bit it could be. Or else, it's not mamish flowing water. But to go forth, the water itself can move a little bit though.
What should I say here? One second.
The wind.
Elo mishum diktoni, el, the reason why the layout was from Tony, because it says, Sorach mechitza shal barzel lahav sikoi. He said, because Yaitza was, mamish put a metal mechitza there. Umar, the kasha was, umay shenokanim, what do you send out a metal mechitza for? Why can't you put a regular mechitza shokanim, made out of reeds? What are you telling me? Not deloy, the yaila bumaya. The reason why you can't use a regular mechitza made out of reeds is because that won't stop the water from traveling. The water will still mix around. Like your kasha, no matter what type of a mechitza shabazi you want, still the water will sleep. Underneath the go, it'll mix a little bit together. So it's not possible to divide a lake in half that the water shouldn't travel at least from underneath it. So the more of a dilma, sorach v'inlata konakomer. Enechnami, maybe he meant to say, you need this. You need it. In other words, he meant to say really that it's usur. Halacha is, kolzaman, the water could pass from one side to the other side. So you have a shayla, maybe your water is chustachum. You're talking not allowed to use this lake altogether. And he didn't mean to say you should mamash use this mechitza. He just meant to say you're talking need a gesunte mechitza. And since you can't make one, you're talking can't use the water. So tomorrow name. Elo, the reason why they left was even asparemis. Elo mishum de kalhu shekilu chachom abamayim. Whenever you have a shayla of making a mechitza over water, there's always a cloud that Rabbanu will make them. And any type of a small mechitza you make over water, we always look as if it's a good mechitza. So here, true, you need a mechitza to divide it too, but any small mechitza would have been enough. You do not need a mechitza shabazim, even a portion of mechitza shakanim, that doesn't do the real trick. It doesn't mamash divide it up, but as a cloud, the rabbonim were always makel when the mechitza has to do with water. To the Rebbe Tavlo, the boy of the Rebbe Tavlo, Mirav, mechitza tluya marash shatate b'churban. If you have a mechitza that's hanging in the air, and it's coming down yutfachim, but it's mamash hanging in the air. You have a big mechitza, yutfachim hanging in the air, it doesn't reach the ground. Do we say a swar of good asik? We'll see as if the mechitza comes down and reaches the ground, it'll make reshus yachadim. Omaleh, he answered back, ein mechitza tluya materis. No, it does not help. You're asking me b'churban. That means on dry land, if there's dry land underneath it, a mechitza that's more than gimel tfachim off the ground, we do not say good asik. And as far as since Gedeon, Baikabah, since the kids can walk underneath it, we don't say Gudasik. Elo b'mayim. The only time you say Mechitzas Tluya, Mechitzas of Yutfachim, it's hanging in the air, we look at it as if it comes down to the ground, only by water we say that. And the klal is, Kalhu Shekilu Chachoma b'mayim. The Rabbanim made a special kalus by water. Whenever you want to make a Mechitza through the water, even though it's a Shvachar Mechitza, it's hanging in the air, still we can see it coming down. So maybe it's a swear to say they will make it over here also. So Drash, what? That the Torah is that the Emissary do need a mechitza here. Because without the mechitza, maybe you're taking the water from the other side. But there's a kalas here though, and the Rabbanu, when you make a mechitza by water, the smallest mechitza, we look as if mamash is divided up the two waters. Even though we look at this lakashi here though. What? No, it's only the Rabbanu, but it will make them. There's so risk to take chutz tchum, it's only with the Rabbanu. So the Rabbanu will make it. If you have a shvach or mechitza, the Rabbanu will make it. But the only kashu is, what's the real raya here? Over there, the svar is, we always say, is that we don't say gudasik, because gedim, somebody can walk underneath it. But that's only on yabosha, dry land, you have things walking underneath it. Mashenka, in the water, nobody walks on the water. So that's why you say gudasik. So really, it's not about zundir akul and hilkos mayim. So the chur there is the kula that we say gudasik. We can look as if the mechitza coming down, because the mice and nobody's walking in the water. So what's our way when the Mars right to say it's a kalus in water? The Mars naming on mashma it's a bazund with a kalus in water.
What does Rashi say?
Yeah, so who's Elechlam, who says it's good? Well, over there you mean? Well, there Posh is not talking about, I mean, you're true, you're right, yeah. But there the case is, I mean, you're on your balcony and you want to schlep the water from underneath up. So kashri is the water is a caramelist. And on top you're a shus yochid. How could you carry the water up? To say, if you have mechitzas underneath your balcony, we look as if the mechitzas go straight down right to the water. So the water you're stepping up is from the Rishas HaYochid. When you're saying kasha there, maybe the water you're stepping up, though, that was not from your Rishas HaYochid. It came from the Carmelis, though. Well, no, that's not true, though. Because even if the water came outside the Carmelis, but as long as the water is inside your mechitzas, inside the Rishas HaYochid. So the mice, you're stepping the water from the Rishas HaYochid. What? You're right, that's not a shell of tchumim. There's Tama Shalah, you're carrying up your water from a Shatiyach from a Karmelis.
Lovely. What does Rashi say here?
Rashi says, V'chihechid de mechitza tluya, mahani mechitza sakana nami mahanya. The mali ma'arvi mayim et yisoy, mali ma'arvi beikhanu lechaveru. What should be the difference? All right.
We'll see you. We'll stop here. Yeah, the Emerson, I see the Ritvo is this kasha. And I said that shot in Rab Chia, that Rab Chia, Avadi knew that Rabbonim will make by Mayim, but that's only by Mechitas Atluya. Mashenkin here, to separate the water, we don't have that kula. But the Ritvo says the pshat for our Gemara is, Bechuch Yisid Rabbonim will make by water. And the pshat is, Vibalt it's Eev Shabinyan Acher, therefore the Rabbonim will make. That's why Mechitas Atluya will make, who are then here also. Since it's Eev Shet Mamash make a good separation that the water should not go through, that's as far as Rabbanu will make with any type of a mechitzi you can make, they will make all over here. Now, Lalocha, we pass here not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, that Chefze Hefker are not Kerne Shrisim. So therefore, Lalocha, this case is only brought down in the case, like we said before, if the water, the lake is near the city and the people in the city had das to use this water, therefore each city is Kerne the water, but Terech Detchum. So in order that we should not mix up the two tchumim, that's why you have to have a mechitzer in between them. If the water would not be near the city, then we would say chepsei hefker and not kainish shvisa, then there would be no problem. All right, let's stop there. You hold enough memches. You have two dots, memches and medalif. You have a chom moimrim, ain lo yela arbamis. The chom say again, if somebody was sleeping at the beginning of Shabbos, so he's not kain yeshvisa, so he only has daladamis, that's all. Ain lo daladamis. When he wakes up on Shabbos, he could only walk daladamis. So the Mori of Yehuda, haino tanakama. So the machoik, in the Mishnah was a machoik, is these daladamis that he has, so Reb Lezer said, he's in the middle of them. He has two amas this way and two amas the other way. So he's four amas he could choose. Whichever side he wants to, he could put the dalad amas. That's Reb Yehuda. So for the Gemara, now the Tanakam also said the same thing. The Chom Maimrim said, Ein li el arba amas. You only have four amas. So Pashit four amas also means, any way you want, you have the four amas. So why is Reb Yehuda have to have a Nushita? Reb Yehuda is a Tanakam. His Reb Lezer is a Chiddush. That he says, when you have the four amas, means you're in the middle of it. And they go two amas to the right, two amas to the left. But according to Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama, they're both the same din, that you could choose, you have four amas to walk. For the Mar is Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Tanakhama. Omar Rovo, Shmoino al Shmoini Kibinayu. No, there's not Gemino, if you could walk eight amas or not. That according to the Tanakhama, you could walk eight amas. He says he has four amas, means either way. You go four amas to the right and four amas to the left. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you only have dalad amas, that's all. So Tanakam is a bigger mekel. Yav akol ponim eight amos according to Tanakam. The Rashi says, "Hainu Tanakam, we have Yehuda the Yom Leiz the Ruach Sheyirta Yesh to Dal Damis Hainu Tanakam." That Rabbon and the Polig led the Rabbi Yechon and Ben Uri. They say, "Stam, you have Dal Damis." So Rabbi Yehuda says Dal Damis, and they say Dal Damis. The Teretz says, "No, Shemayna al Shemaynika Benayu." The Rabbon and Savri Daled Lechol Tzodim. That if somebody was sleeping at the beginning of Shabbos, so he wasn't Kainish Shvisa. When he wakes up, we say he has a right to walk dalad amos. What does it mean, dalad amos? Either way he wants, he can walk a full dalad amos. So really, he could walk eight amos. He could walk four amos to the right, and four amos to the left. So altogether, that's eight amos. So really, he has a mishetach of 8 by 8 amos. Is hainu shmoina shmoina. If we have Yehuda, sova, no, lechad ruach v'sulol. He could only take his choice, one ruach, one side, he could go four amos. Kiriktoni. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, you only have four amis. Whichever side you pick it, that's it. You can only walk there four amis, and not the other way four amis. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can only walk four amis, or area of 4 by 4. According to the Rabbanan, you can walk an area of 8 amis by 8 amis. That's enough gemina. So Moratani Nam Yochi, I'll bring you a rai for this, that Yesh loy shmoina shmoina divrei Reb Meir. Reb Meir says klor. In this case where a person was not kind of the shvisa, so he only has the right to walk dalad amis, it means each way he could walk dalad, which means 8 by 8. So that's Reb Meir Shita. You're allowed to walk 8 amis by 8 amis. The Yom Rova. Now Rova says, Machloikes lehilach. This machloikes that we say, how far can you walk? That according to Reb Meir, you could walk 8 amis. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can only walk dalad amis. It's only a machlokes al hilach. Lehilach means walking al diyas tchum. that we say if you're not Kohen Shvisa, you're not allowed to walk out of your Dal Damas. So Rav Meir says, 8 Amos you could walk. You're allowed to walk 8 Amos. Avol Taltul. For it's a question how far you're going to carry in the Rishus Rabbim. There's an issue, you can't be Mataltal, you can't carry something in the Rishus Rabbim. How far do you have a right to carry when there's no Isser? Then Divrei Hakol Arba Amos in Tzveiloi. Everybody's masking, you only have a right to carry something within Dal Damas. That's all. Anytime you move more, you carry something more than Dal Damas and Rishus Rabbim or Yechayev. So it's only, even Rav Meir is only makers that you could walk 8 Amis, that's by Stam walking. That's only in Issa the Rabbonin. As Din Chun, the Rabbonin gave you a right to walk 8 Amis by 8 Amis. When you're carrying it, in Issa the Raisam, you only have 4 Amis and not more. Trashi Machlekes, Rav Meir, Dishari, Shemayna, Shemayna, Lihiluch, you're allowed to walk. That's all. But to carry, everybody's asking, you can't carry more than 4 Amis. Now, even though the 4 Amos itself is a machlokes, really, that's what we say, if you carry 4 Amos Yechayiv, some shittas learn you have to, you only chayiv if you carry hein v'alachsun. You have to carry the diagonal also. Most of you have a square of 4 Amos by 4 Amos, if you go to the diagonal, that's usually 1 Amos and 2/5 more. So some shittas learn you only chayiv on Shabbos if you carry 5 Amos and 2/5 of an Amos. If you carry less than that, you take a potter. That it always says, Dal Damos is lav dafka Dal Damos. It means Dal Damas Hein via Lachsen, with the diagonal included. Yeah, that's a special machlokes. But I call upon him for carrying, everybody's masking, you can't carry more than 4 Amis, although we say now with the Lachsen, more than 5 2/5 of an Amma. But more than that is Takosim. And here that we say 8x8 is Mutter, that's only Mutter for Tchum of walking. You're allowed to walk that far. So the Gemara. How do we know this Yisoid that you can't carry Dal Damas more? Or who are Din Fakert? How do we know you are allowed to carry in your Dal Damas? And Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos, you're allowed to carry Dal Damas. How do we know this Yisoid? Kidatanya, like we learned. The Pasuk says, Shavu Ish Tachtov. A person is supposed to rest on Shabbos. Tachtov means underneath him. So Idashin, that means Kit Tachtov. You're supposed to rest and not carry something further than the ground, the area that's underneath you. The Kama Tachtov, how much is underneath a person? If a person is going to lie down on the ground, how long is called underneath him? Gufay Shalosh Amos. A normal person, average person, his guf is 3 Amos tall. So therefore, if he's lying down on the floor, it's a Shetach of 3 Amos. V'yama k'dei livshet yodav ragla. If he wants to stretch out his hands, the more you put your hands up, like lying down, your hand goes out another amma. So together, that's how you have Dal Damas. So that's called Tachtov. But the Pasuk says, Shavu Ish Tachtov, you're supposed to rest and not carry from underneath you. So within your Dal Damas, around you, that's called underneath you, that's Mutter. More than Dal Damas is also. And Rashi says, no Rashi in this year. No. Yeah. Tais talks about the Shal Alamoli is, when it says your guf is 3 Amis, does it mean with the head or without the head? Some shit learns 3 Amis means without the head. So that's a little bit shveh here. If you have 3 Amis without the head, so you stick out your hand then is usually more than an Amma. So it should be more than 4 Amis. But the other pshat learn is that 3 Amis means with your head included. So therefore 3 Amis, and then stretching out your hands is 1 more Amma, that's how you get 4 Amis. Weiter. Yeah. Divrei Reb Meir, Zeh Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda says, Gufoi Shalosh Amos. The guf of a person is 3 Amos tall. The Amma, well, how come we have 4 Amos? If he's lying down, Lechor, 3 Amos should be enough. You get the 4th Amma, that's Kadei Sheyito Chefetz Mitachas Mar Goloisov. You should take a Chefetz from underneath his feet. Kadei Sheyito Chefetz Mitachas Mar Goloisov. O Meniach Tachas Mar Sheysev. And you want to put it up on top near your head. So the kids say you have another amma from carrying something that was below your feet and put it on top, you're lying down on the ground and putting it right on top of your head. That's how you get another amma. For the Gemara Mai Benayu, what's enough to mean how you chesh ben the 4 amis? Whether it's a svara stretching out or whether it's a svara you want to take a chefetz from under your feet and bring it under your head. Mai Benayu. And for the Gemara Ikir Benayu, there's enough to mean arba amis mitzum tzomis. Does it have to be the 4 amis exactly? Very close together, or else no meravchis means a little bit more spread out. So Rashi learns the Reb Yehuda mitzvum semis. According to Reb Yehuda shita, that Reb Yehuda holds this last shita you're taking off from Magaloisov, to put on top of Rishaysov, that's not such a big measurement. So that's exactly 4 amas exactly. Well, the Rav Meir, but according to Rav Meir, it said the shear is, you want to stretch out your hands, it's a little bit bigger. When you're stretching out your hands that come out above your head, is usually more than an amma. Because usually the shear of an amma is from your elbow to the tip of your finger. That's called an amma. So when you put your hands on top of your head, usually your hands get more than your elbow is higher than your head. Therefore, usually it's a little bit more than an amma. So the kids, when we have the site of dal damas, it's big dal damas. That's called bigger. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the first sheet is mitzumtzamis. According to Rav Meir, it's mitzumtzamis. According to Rav Yehuda, it's a little bit bigger. Omale Rav Meshashi Lebrei. So Meshashi told his son, Ki ayles the kaim of the Rav Papa. When you go up to visit Rav Papa, boy mine, yes, the shalaf from Rav Papa. That arba ama shomru, that we learned is halacha, you'll have to carry dal damas on Shabbos, is the ama di dei avinalei. Do we measure it each person by himself, how big his ama is? And his ama was saying the ama means the length from your elbow until the tip of your finger. So everybody measure 4 amas of his amas. Oy dilma, oy biyama shal kodesh, yavinilei. Or else, no. We know by kodesh means by the kli hamishkan. There's a shear that 6 tvachim make up an amma, and 6 tvachim of a benini, ish benini, that makes up an amma. So that's the shear of Shabbos also. That you have a standard shear, you don't go everybody bust his amma. No, there's a standard shear. The shear of 6 tvachim of another benini. Each person goes according to his body. If you have a bigger hand, so you have a bigger shear. Or else, no, shokodish. Everybody has a shear of 6 tvachim. That in the Mishkan is a special place on the Beis HaMikdash, called, it had a special rod there sticking out by the Shushan Abira, that it was a measurement, measured that Moshe Rabbeinu measured that measurement, that he gave over the shear of an amma, which an amma is 6 tvachim. So that's the Shiloh. How do we measure Dal Damas? Does each person have his own Dal Damas? Or no, there's a general shear. Now he said like this, if he's going to answer you, amma shal kodesh yavinalei, that we give each person a standard shear of Dal Damas. So ask him back this question then. Then oig melech habosh in my tayalov, of a zoy oig, that's tremendously big. So he can't move an inch then, because his body is more than dal damis. So what is he going to do? V'yamav melecha b'yamadidei. Elamai he'll answer you, you should know. Everybody has its own shear. So it's good how oig melech habosh is also allowed to walk, because he measures with his shurim, his amis. Yavinalei, oig b'zoy emalei, I have a kasha like this then. My time like a Tony Lo, Gabi Yesha Omru, Hakulufi Mashuadim. He says, Aloch in Mishnah and Kalim, that brings down a certain klolim there, that every measurement is totally upon the person. There's a klol like that. Yesha Omru, some halachas are, Hakulufi Mashuadim. The loch is depending upon how big the person is. So if you're going to tell me now the amma of Dal Damis also depends upon how big the person is, why wasn't it written there? Rashi says, Yesh Amru, it's a Mishnah Masech Tekelim. Yesh Amru HaKol Ufi Mashu Wadim. Molei Kumasai Mincha, it brings a Mincha, Molei Chofnav Keteres, Molei Lugma of Yom Kippurim. All these shurim that a Kohen has to make a Kemitz, a handful, or by the Keteres, you have to take a handful of the Keteres. It depends how big each Kohen is. Or Molei Lugmav, how much you swallow. It depends every person by himself. Let's learn this halacha. The dal damas liyosechutz letchum also is totally every person upon himself. So that's what he asked him the question. Whatever he's going to answer you is going to be a kasha. So the Maraki Yosle came with Rav Papa. So when Meshashi's son went in front of Rav Papa and asked him the question, Omale Rav Papa answered back, Idai kinen ku lehai lehavi tininen. You should know if you're going to be a medai, you can ask such kashas and every little thing, you'll never get anywhere. Rashi, have a kina kuli high, but kuli ashas. If you're going to ask such kashas like this in gan shas, we have a tinel trutzay cold UK. We can't answer every little kasha like this. We have it in and you won't learn anything. In other words, don't ask such little kashas. Though the erlam the teretz is poshid, li'erlam v'yamadi day avinilei. Everybody has his own measurement. That it depends how big you are. Oig melech haboshna tremendously big. So when he has dal damis, his dal damis is the shear of his hand. How big his armor is. Or the kasha lochah, but you had a kasha before, was my time like a Tony Gabi Yesh Amru. Why didn't we say this then in the Mishnah in Kalim, that this is also one of the cases that everybody goes boss his shear how big he is? That the bigger your hand is, the bigger your amma, the more space you have to walk or to carry on Shabbos. The teretz is, the leib sikole. It's not poshut every single case you go like this. Mishum diika nenas pevorim. There is a person, let's say a midget, someone that's very, very small. The other Rabbanan said there is a loy plug shear that you can't go less than Dal Damas of another Beinoni. So not everybody goes Bosa Hishirim. A midget is allowed to walk Dal Damas of another Beinoni. We're only going to Kula here to say that if you're a very big person and your armor is bigger than a normal armor, you have a right to walk your Dal Damas. But let's say you're a midget, then we don't go Bosa your small armor. No, we say you have the general shear of Dal Damas of another Beinoni. So therefore, this can't be learned in the Mishnah Kalim, because it's not Tzik, it's not always Emes, that you go boss of your shear. If you're too small, the other Rabbanan will make you have the shear of the other Beinoni. Drashim Mishum Dika Nenes Bevarav, Shagufay Beinoni, V'yamosay Ktsarav. His goof could be a Beinoni, but his arm, his hand is very, very small. V'loy Sagilei B'yamadidei, V'loy L'maisavlei B'yamish HaKodesh. Such a person, Avada, will give him the Amish of Kodesh, means the normal Amis, of Dal Tvachim. The middle, it's not always 100% that you always go to your Amis, therefore it doesn't say in the Mishnah Kedem. Yeah. Men the Mishnah said, we had two people, that again, according to the Rabbonin, that the Loch is, if you went to sleep on Shabbos, so you only have your Dal Amis. So two people went to sleep, and they were six Amis apart. There were six Amas apart, each one could walk in Dal Damas here, so he could walk Dal Damas this way, and the one on the left could walk Dal Damas here, so the middle two Amas, they both meet. If they start out, they're six Amas apart, and each one could walk four Amas, so each one, the middle two Amas here, both of them could use. He could walk four Amas to here, and he could walk four Amas to here. So the middle two Amas are usable by both. That the Mishnah said, that both of them are allowed to use that middle Amas. But the Lomar, what do we have to say it for? The Lomar Lomar, Lomar Adovadoim. So Mari Asakasha, but then the next case was where you have three people. Let's say you have three people sitting out, sleeping outside there. And we say now, his armor's in the middle, so this one has a lot of walk, like this one could walk his four armor's here, and this one could walk into his four armor's here, but this one can't walk into this one. Hey, there's one here, then there's one in between, and there's one, let's say, eight amas away. So he has the right to walk four amas here, and he could walk four amas here. And the middle one in the middle is in between. So that the Mishnah said, what a blaze like a chotzer, that you have three chatzerim, one next to another, and the outside one made an erev with the middle one, and this outside one made an erev with the middle one. But the locher is that the two outside one and the middle one are mutter, the middle and the other outside one are mutter, but the two outside ones are osir. That's like our case also. Since these two outside people are more than four amas apart, they don't reach at all, they can't walk to one another. So kasher is, lom li lomeimer, lom adavadoimer. Why did the Mishnah have to say a moshel? We're talking about three people, that the two outside people are too far away, they can't meet to one another. What do you have to have a moshel to doimer to three chaserim for? So the Marhochi called who Reb Shimon the Rabbonin. This is Reb Shimon's kashu really to the Rabbonin and the Mishnah. Michti, Lomer Hadavah Doimer. What is this case Doimer to Lesholosh Chatzeris? Is Doimer to you have three Chatzerim, Ha'psuchai Zulazu, each Chatzer opens up one into the other, Upsuchas Lashusarabim, and they're also opening up into the Rashusarabim. Upsuchas Lashusarabim. So we said that Locher is the what? That if the outer ones made an Erev with the middle one, so the outer ones are mutter with the middle one, the middle one is mutter with the two outer ones, but the two outer ones are rosa. That's the locha. So the Rabbi Shimon's kashrus is like this to Rabbonin. My shino hosam, the pagiso, how come over there by chatzerim, the Rabbonin dinzachon Rabbi Shimon? The Rabbonin said there, when you have a case of three chatzerim, and just the outer two ones made an Erev with the middle one, but they did not make an Erev between themselves, the Rabbanan says it's also to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer. Even the middle one can't carry with the outer one. Even though the middle one has an Erev with the outer one, still he can't carry. That's Reb Shimon's kasha. How come by chatzerim? You argue on me, O Maish Nohachid Lai Pagisu. And how come over here where we just have three people here, and the two outer people can't walk into the other person's rishus, because they're both, like they're both eight amas apart, So each one, this one can walk 4 amas to the middle. That's all. And this one can only walk 4 amas to the middle. But they don't meet. So how come you Rabbanan are saying the two outer ones can't walk to one another? But if they, but the right one could walk to the middle one, and the middle one could walk to both of them. How come the Rabbanan are made to hear by three people it is mutter to walk to one the other? And when you have three chaterim though, they are telling me it's usher. That's Rav Shimon's kasha. L'chura, our mission is daima to three chaterim. So just like by three chaterim you hold it's usher, how come here you're saying it's mutter? And the Teretz says, Rabbanan answer back, Hosom Avsha Diurim. Where you have three chatzerim, I'll tell you, there are a lot of people living there. There's too many people. So there the Rabbanan make a gzerim, that even though the middle chatzer made an Arab with the two outside chatzerim, so really the middle one should be allowed to carry into either chatzer he wants to, but there the Rabbanan will machmir, that since the two outer chatzerim did not make the Ruvi chatzeris together, they can carry this gzerim. Once the middle chotzer will start carrying its chvetzim into the outer chotzer, or the outer chotzer will start carrying into the middle chotzer, we're afraid since there are so many people involved, they'll forget themselves, and they're going to carry directly from one outside chotzer to the other outside chotzer. Therefore, the Rabbanan made gzeira, you can't carry from any one of these three chatzerim. Even though really the middle one should be mutter, and the outer one should be mutter with the middle one, there's gzeira with a roser. That's because it's avshad urin, you have a lot of people involved, there's gzeira. Mashenkin hocho lo yavshad urin. Here you only have three people. So there's not such a big tumult with three people. Therefore, three people, they know the lochis, that the two outer side ones are also to meet one the other. Just the middle one can meet either one of the outer side ones. Therefore, here the Rabbanan don't make the gzeira. The Rashi says, Hochi gassinen. Amai kivon deruvi chatzera. That's right. Rashi avshad urin, says Rashi. Diurei hachatzeres rabin. You have a lot of chatzerim, a lot of people living there. For loyadi kulen lizur, they can't watch themselves. The also totule kelim sheshifta bechitzena, and they'll come to carry a kelim that will live in the outside one. The toichitzena cheres derechem soyas. They'll come to carry through the middle one into the two outside ones. Therefore, there we made a gzeirim. Hobocho gabi gimel anoshim yuchelam achitzena lizur. Domu watim ninu loyavshe. Since you only have three people here, they'll watch themselves. They'll know claw. The two outside people can't carry one to the other because they're more than 4 amas away from one another. They're only mutter to carry with the middle one. So by three people, we're not machmir. But by a lot of people together, it'll be such a big tumult. People will forget. They'll think you carry one to the other. That's the Mishnah says. In the case we have three chatzerim here, and each chotzer only made an erev with the middle one, and the middle one made with both the outside ones. So the two outside ones, since they don't have an eruv chatzer together, they can't carry a chair from this chotzer into the other chotzer. For the Gemara v'Amai, why is it osir? Kivon the arvi luhu chitzonius bihadiyem soyis. We're talking about the two outside chatzerim made an eruv chatzeris with the middle one. So the havamina is that these two outside chatzerim put their pas. They collected pas or bread from all the people living in this chotzer, and all the people living in this chotzer, and where did they put the pas in? They put it in the middle chotzer. So for the Gemara, if everybody put their pas in the middle chotzer, it blinds like everybody's living in the middle chotzer. So all three chotzer in the middle should be mutter. For the Gemara, v'amai, kivon the arva luhu chitzonius, pa'ad yam soya, since the outside ones put their pas in the middle one's chotzer, his hevelu chodam. It's as if all three of them are living in the middle chotzer. So everybody's living together. So it should be mutter. Rashi says, Hochi gassinen, amai kivon di arva chitzonius bad yam soyis hevelu chodam. Let's get the parentheses. Ukasav katayt lehavi miner is, kagoyin shenos nu shteyem eruvim v'yam soyis. Both outside ones put the eruv in the middle chotzer. Shezel mishpat eruv v'chatzeris. This is the halacha, haruv v'chatzeris words. That stam chotzer yesh bo batim harbe. Stam chotzer has a lot of houses. Utsri chois b'nei habatim l'arav yachin. And the people in the houses have to be married together. Lefi shabai yisim yuchad l'chol echad. That a house is a private house, belongs to you. V'yachotzer reshus kulam. The chotzer is a reshus that everybody uses. V'yoysel hoitzim reshus reshus. Therefore, it's also to carry from your house into a chotzer. It's like in two different reshuyas. Da'ayinu min habatim l'chotzer. B'lo yeriv. Without an eriv, it's also. Now, how do you make it a rubik chatzerus? Or manicha noisum biyechem in abatim. Everybody collects the pas and they put it into one of the houses. Okay, shachotza psucha chotza cheretz. Now, when you have two chatzerim opening one into the other, for roitzim lasus vishus achas, and they want to make these two chatzerim together, is noitlun erev shagovim in abatim. They take the erev they collected from one chotza from all the houses. And they put it into one of the houses in the other chotzer. So that's the way you make it a mubi chaser, which you collect all the pasim and put it in one house. Here also, since you collected the pas from the two outside chaserim, and they both put their pasim in the middle chotzer, l'chur, the middle chotzer now is like one. So everybody lives together in the middle chotzer. It should be mutter. There shouldn't be any shini rishus here. So why is it also? And for the Gemara, two terutzim. Rabbi Yehuda, they're going shenosno and soyes eruve bezu. Yehuda says, no, that wasn't the metzias. The metzias was the people living in the middle chotzer. They collected their pasim together, and where did they put their pas? They put their pas on the right side, one outer side chotzer, and then they made another eruv. They put another set of pasim in the other chotzer. So the kids, so the middle one now has a right to walk to either one, and either one could go to the middle one. But I call upon them, all three of them are not together in one place, because they did not put their chatzer, their eruvim, in the middle chotzer, but Faket, the middle one, put his chotzer in the outside one. And the middle one collected two different eruvs and made one with the right one with the left one. So therefore, that's the loch of the Mishnah, that everybody's, that the middle one is mutter with both, and they're both mutter with the middle one, but the two outside ones are also. That's the view of the Steretz. We have Shesha Samano. Afilu Taimer Shenosnu Eruvim Bem Sois. Afilu, you tell me, when we collected from the two outside chaserim, the vort was we put their eruvs, we put their pas in the middle. That's what we did. We took taka from the outside chaserim and we put their pas in the middle chaser. So the kashra is there in the chur, everybody's living together in the middle chaser. Let it blind like one rishus now, it should be mutter to carry all three together. Is Afilu Shenosnu Eruvim Bem Sois, the terret is, they're going Shenosnuhu, I tell you, Bishnei Batim. That they put the Erev in the middle chotzer, not in one house of the middle chotzer.